Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Off of these nerves.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Live from Minnesota, it's time for
Monstrous
some
radio.
Yeah. All right, check it out, y'all. We ain't gonna play with it. We just gonna jump right into it. Takeover Tuesday.
Going down tonight. Call us 424-243-9619. Let's get monstrous. Takeover Tuesday. Yeah. Let's go. Call in. Press one. We live.
Make it plans back. Take a trip back to Atlanta. You might lose your life every night in Indiana. Niggas bust that pipe. They don't fight in Indiana. They can't stand or understand it, so they throw us in the slammer. He can't blame him with that cannon. Told him run it, so we ran it. They say rooted to be planning. You can't knock me off my squirt. You ain't do shit when you see me, you a bitch, you must be scared. Let's go there, burn up, side of nap. Niggas killin', throw a sack, toy necklace. Make you work it out like you both flex it. Next so reckless, ain't no lethal weapon. Just a Smith and Wesson, get your lesson. Like you asked a question when you knew the answer to that shit. Looking like you built a shed, got that hammer in this bitch. How we know it's flip, get that arm and hammer. Then you whip, wet, rip it like a Hebrew slave.
I'm leaving.
rubber, name dog, want G. When I regulate, living life fast, hit the gas, hit the pedal, break. Number one rule,
if you pull it, then I hesitate.
Take over Tuesday. You know how we do it every Tuesday night, right here live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm DJ E Monster. What's your name again, my man?
Miss Unbelievable. Hey, dun dun it, dun dun it, dun dun it.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, hey, that's two's better. That's called another day. The number two, UCE, better, BETTA, and that's called another day. See, now we spoke of Atlanta. I think this might be an Atlanta line over here. Let's check in. It's Takeover Tuesday. See if they trying to take over the show. You trying to take over tonight night? You trying to take over tonight night? 678-478.
Not tonight night.
Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, 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 what's up? Hey, good, good, good. Hey, y'all. Hey,
hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm this is your mama.
Oh, hey, Miss Unbelievable.
Hey, oh, my
are you mama? Give us a minute.
Hey,
you
mama.
Hey, you mama. I miss y'all. Hey.
Well, what's been good, Jazzy?
Everything in the hood.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, hey, so I think we must have Jedi mind tricked you because, you know, that song is Atlanta based song. You're talking about being in Atlanta. You dig? So I spun that and here you go. I think we done Jedi mind tricked you and got you to call in tonight.
I told you I'm back. I am back. I am back. I am back. One more time. I am back.
Okay.
Yay, yay, yay. Yay, yay, yay.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and get into our Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, here's some things that we're going to be talking about tonight, unless y'all bad enough. You dig? Unless you're monstrous enough to call in, take over the show. You dig? Because you sure enough better not call in here talking about, excuse me. Excuse me, monsters. Can we take over the phone? Hell no. We're going to hang up on your ass. So you better call in and do it monstrously. Promote what you do. 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1 if you want to talk. But the other things we're going to talk about tonight, one of the big things is, here in the Twin Cities, I'm just speaking mainly on this one to the Twin Cities artists. Any artists outside or somebody in the industry, please collaborate, jump in on the discussion. But I think right now, especially you know here, Miss Unbelievable, you're here from the Twin Cities. You know, our artists in the past, we haven't had the best light shunned upon us. It is what it is. But right now, with the world, I don't know if you want to call it a holiday for football, the Super Bowl, the world is looking at us. The Super Bowl party's everywhere. There's artists performing everywhere. So Minnesota artists, y'all got to bring your A game this week because you don't want them people to come to town and go back and be like, all that bullshit you heard before was true. We got to change their minds. We got one shot. How Eminem say it? You got one shot, and it's going to be this week. So we're going to talk about that. Let's see. Also, we're going to talk about bad business 101. Some things y'all should not do in business 101. We're going to talk about that coming up. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
I got some places where you guys can perform, where you guys can go, where you guys can just see things you can do in the Twin Cities by the Super Bowl week. Super Bowl Day, there's different things that are arriving and that are going on right now in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the surrounding areas. We've got a few places for y'all to just go see, check it out. Go be involved, pass out your card, and learn the business, right?
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. You're going to have something that you might want to talk about tonight there, Jazzy?
Well, I do want to make this announcement about February the 10th here at the comedy club that I do business with now. Michael Blackston will be in the building the 9th and the 10th of February. So I think that's pretty dope, you know.
Pretty dope. Oh man, I'm not gonna lie. I think he's one of the I don't know. I just don't see him that much up here in my region. I think he's one of the most underrated comedians out there today. That dude is funny as hell. He's one of my
favorites.
Oh man, I wish I wasn't already finna be in ATL at the beginning of March. I'd show enough flying just to see his ass. Yeah, okay, Blackston, okay. Definitely keep us up to date on that, on like tickets, pricing on tickets and things like that. Definitely keep us up on that.
I definitely will. Yes, definitely. Let me see what else we got coming up here in Atlanta. We got some more stuff going on, but nothing that really sticks out in my mind right now.
Okay. Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and play some more music for y'all. We're going to take what we call our breathers around here. Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. Looks like it's coming in off of Instagram. Looks like somebody's performing big time. He's going to be opening up for Puffy. Oh, damn, they got me. They talking about who's opening up for Puffy. These nuts. That's that bullshit I don't like. New music. J-Rock. Kendrick Lamar. Future. James Blake. This is called King's Dead. Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. We live. I got this unbelievable Jazzy B. And I'm E-Monster. We are the Monstars.
Bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold you, I ain't gon' pressure, never control you. I ain't gon' front you, keep it 100, I don't know you. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter stepping, got a hall of fame and all my poster. I've been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, Menage twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass for the weekend. I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
I
made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
I
got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy da, slime on me now. Pass me some syrup for me in the car. Lady daddy da, motherfucker law. Genie, genie, bang, murder everything. Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the game.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it.
I
made 500,000, then I freaked it.
I
bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. Background.
your plate, don't be off, I'll be off your head. We're late on C4, I'm way off the edge. Fuck integrity, fuck your pedigree, fuck your feeling, fuck your culture, fuck your world, fuck your family, fuck your tribe, fuck your land, fuck your children, fuck your wives. Who am I? Not your father, not your brother, not your reason, not your future, not your comfort, not your reverence, not your glory, not your heaven, not your angel, not your spirit, not your message, not your freedom, not your people, not your neighbor, not your baby, not your equal, not the title y'all want me under.
I am King Killmonger.
Red light, green light, red light, green light, red light, green light, green light, we like
fast cars.
Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Okay, looks like I got a request coming in off of Twitter. It's going to change the game here a little bit. but we're going to make you do what you do. Like I said, my request off of Twitter, they're taking over. Young Bull, Kristen Sinclair. This is called voicemail. Lane Change. Meanwhile, in another part of the city, where they're getting it in monstrously.
I'm running away, I'm running away, I'm running away. Lord knows I don't need you. The sun in my face, the sun in my face, the sun in my face. Pack my pockets full of reefer. And now that I'm free, and now that I'm free, free up on my feet. You give me headaches, so I got some medicine. I light it up like a medicine. We wasn't working no more, it was evident. I'm feeling better than better, I'm telling you, babe. Everything's straight, I got some cheddar today. I got some cheddar today. I blew a bag, put the rest in the sand. I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. Yeah, I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. Cause I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. I might buy me a bottle. I might buy two and get wavy. I'm not as tall as the models, but I'm still a Mac with the ladies. And you take me back when you crazy. Yeah, you take me back when you tripping. But I might just hit it and dish it. Cause right when the digit get big up, nigga get switched up. I'ma go ghost in the ghost, yeah, yeah. Wait till I get on my wave, yeah. She like 90210, yeah, yeah. I tell her I'm finna stay there. Cold, I admit it. I had shows in the city. I got hold of the living and I got gold on me dripping. Hoes on me different. No, this is living and now I'm on when you see me. You don't like it, hard times. Wait till you see me on TV. Wait till it's only your first. You say you wish it was back in the day. Now it's so different, come back where you stay. But now that I'm in it, I'm happy this way. Cause I hit the scene and I bet you that's it.
Okay. On the
recording
line.
Okay,
that's Young Bull. Young Bull featuring Kristen Sinclair. That's called voicemail. Sorry. Let's go ahead and get into our discussion. But you know how we do it, y'all. We get into our urban weather report. We've got to stick our head out the window and tell y'all what's the weather like. So come on, ladies. We'll start out with let's start out with Miss Unbelievable, because I don't know what Jazzy's weather like. We might get mad, but let's just start it off happy first, because our temperature might be way different than hers. It is what it is. So what's the weather like, Miss Unbelievable? Stick your head out the window. Tell the people what it's like in the Twin Cities. Hello.
I have been 25. Yes. I have been 25. A happy 25. That's my, wind blowing. 25. Whew. I'll take that.
25 with the wind blow. Okay. Yeah, it's not looking good for us, man. It's not looking good for us. Because it'll be like, okay, for the temperatures for the rest of the week, it's supposed to be like, we'll say hypothetically. We're going to get to you, Jazzy. It's supposed to be hypothetically like, okay, we'll say if it's going to be 25 degrees, you can scratch all that out at nighttime. At nightfall, it's going to be like zero.
Night.
For real. It's going
to
be 30 degrees
the
day. Come night, zero. So make sure y'all asses dress warm. If you're from out of town, you know by now, that little ass coat you got is not going to help you. You better buy you a coat from here. I'm just saying, y'all, winter is not our winter. But then again, too, some people from Philly and New England, they know how to dress. It gets cold out there. But all right, let's go ahead and check in with the ATL, Urban Weather Report. What's it like, Jazzy? Stick your head out the window. Hello.
Yo, it's freezing. A good 38. Yeah, a good 38. No,
what?
Jazz don't like, Jazz don't like cold weather. So Jazz be in the house. I need to be where all the heat is.
Right. Jazzy get cold,
like,
she blow down
like
a little bit. She's not Jazzy. She call her Boppy. My
yeah.
bad.
For real. It's cold.
And that dude seems cold
okay,
in Atlanta.
For Atlanta, that
Man,
is cold.
I'll be mad at that.
Half y'all city shut down.
That is cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
Watch
all
me, shut
down.
Open.
No one's outside.
Right. Strippers pulling double shifts. Studios, what it is. They ain't trying to go out there. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into our discussion for tonight. Where we want to start, y'all? Where we want to start? Do we want to start talking about the artists? We talking about the industry 101, do's and don'ts. We want to go with, I guess we could start out with you, Ms. Unbelievable. You got events and things to tell people about, correct?
Yeah, so, there's a few things that's going down in Minnesota that you can, as a family and, as a part of yourself. Experience Driven by Genesis, it's where you can go from like 3 to 10, and you can play video games. It's at the convention center. You get free autographs. You can take a photo with the Lombardi trophy. There's the flags. There's clinics. And those prices are $25 for the children and then like $65 for adults. So it's a little spendy if you got kids, right. But it's an experience that you don't want to miss. There's like 60 NFL play clinics, interactive games that are unlimited, so it like brings you into the Super Bowl atmosphere. So that may be something fun that you can get your kids involved in, like, hey, we get one thing and one thing only, and let that be it. The popular thing that people was doing was the Bold Zip Line. That's still available. The only thing that's available right now is walk-up sales, because the pre-sales, they're done with, and I heard they're having a blast going from one end to the other across the Mississippi River. That is something that they're going to talk about forever here in Minnesota. So we got a zip line. And lastly, Darnell Davis Super Bowl Soul Jam is at the Ice House. It's tonight. It's at $8 in advance, $10 at the door, 9:30 p.m., 21 and over, and your boy, Shed G, hometown, is the MC.
Boss, man. Okay, that's
yeah.
What's up. Hey, he really puts on a good show when he do hosting. You dig? I see him when he did some hosting when Carl Thomas came into town. Oh, Shed gets it in. Shed really gets it in. So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all get out there. If you can, get up to Shed and say, hey, bro, we heard about y'all. We heard about you on Monstrous Radio. We got mad love for you. And you can also check him out. He also has a radio show. I can't remember what network it is. Connect with him. You dig? He got a hot show, too. So make sure you check out that show. I do want to send a shout out to a fellow DJ. He's also on another network. But hey, it is what it is. You gotta show some love if you're from the Twin Cities, the Cam or Jay. Big shout out to the DJ Me. You dig? Big shout out to you, big homie. You dig? It's your birthday today. Happy birthday. You dig? Do it monstrously, bruh. So that's just my little piece on that. And hey, if you're thinking about going to the zip line, yes, you will be able to find spots on the zip line. Because like she said, some people wasn't reading the fine print online. It's unbelievable. So a lot of people canceled their tickets. So you might be able to catch some because they didn't realize you had to walk up like a whole bunch of steps to get up there. quite a few people was like, I can't do that. So yeah, you will get on that zip line. And I've seen that thing. It's almost like the X Games or something. So yeah, I want to get out there and get on it. But yeah, we're going to see what happens. I don't know about all that. It's too cold. I'm too skinny. I've been going fast. I've been on froze. You dig? You know, I had got snot on my face, froze up and cut myself. Had to get a stitch. It is what it is. It's cold out there.
One thing, if you are cold, Fulton's Warming House is one of our breweries. They have a warming house that are keeping folks warm. So we got a lot of warming houses all over. There's some close on Nicollet Mall. There's some, like I said, in the breweries that are all around that has been built. And I forgot one thing. There's a Purple Experience. If you guys is a Prince lover, the Fine Line tonight is having a Purple Experience. Pins, $20. $20 to get in. So have fun. That's what's going on tonight and tomorrow. Have fun. Get out there.
Right. Wow. Only $20 for the Prince Experience?
Only $20. Yeah. The parties don't start until Friday and so on and so forth. So I'm going to, give in some of that later. But yeah, if you want the Prince Experience tonight, $20. Get there. Yeah.
Wow. Only $20. Y'all got me over here going like, ooh, it is what it is. I'm about to put on my Purple Jordans. Let's see, what else we gonna talk about next? See, now we are talking about the Super Bowl. I guess we can go ahead and talk about the thing with the artist. Let's see, maybe we should take a break. Should we take a break? Or should we just keep it rolling? What y'all think? How y'all feel? I'm kinda hyped up. I don't know. I did not take no Red Bulls or not like I ain't got no wings. I don't know. You ever just be high on life? I'm just
Okay.
Wow. Let's just go ahead.
We Aries, we could get high. We can get high. Us Aries, we can get high on life real quick. Like, boop, boop, boop. Go ahead. Take a breather.
All right. Check it out, y'all. This is Dwayne. It's featuring Alf. A-L-U-F. I don't know how to say that. Dwayne featuring Alf. Called One More Drink. Double shot. We doing a fan Super Bowl weekend too. We're gonna talk about that later.
Winning. No. Team. One more drink. One more drink. How you feel? What you think? One more drink. Man, if that girl give me one more wink. One more drink.
smoking the air, DJ be blasting. I'm turned up like high school, check out my fashion. The reason he's clicked up, spectators acting. The time flies when you know your squad is winning. Force of the team, team of elite, force of a habit, the way that we eat. Live on E, bon appetit, cash of everything, B-O-D. I'm way live in this building.
The drinks is pouring.
My points up on scoreboard.
My team is scoring.
One more drink.
So that's Dwayne featuring all called One More Drink. And just remember, if you're kicking it this weekend on the Super Bowl event, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops. So let's go ahead and get back into our discussion for tonight. One of the discussions that we're going to talk about, because I think this whole weekend here, ladies, I think here in the Twin Cities, I mean, we don't have this much attention, especially to our music scene directly. I'm doing the after parties, the little concerts in the streets and all those type of things. We really don't have this bigger type of, unless it's sound set. So I think here, the Twin Cities, as artists, it is our obligation to do what we're supposed to do to make sure that the rest of the world respects us and go home and tell everybody else, oh, they get it in out there. So seeing that Jazzy, seeing that she's in ATL, so say, Jazzy, say you was coming to town here during the Super Bowl big festivities. What type of performances would you, I guess I won't say demand, but what type of performances did you expect to see or do you expect to see from Twin Cities artists?
I'm going to expect to see the same thing everywhere I go. I'm going to need delivery. I'm going to need my attention captured, like, you got to bring it dealing with me because I'm a music head. I like music. You got to be on point in every area. Your clothing got to be right. You can't be on stage looking all tacky. You know, your performance got to be right. Your delivery got to be right. The song got to be right. The beat got to be right. Everything got to be right.
Right. See? So that's a high standard. So, hey. Everybody out there, DJs, everybody should be on point on their highest game for this time right now. Because to me, it's almost like our AC3 or our South by Southwest right now here in the Twin Cities. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? I mean, how you feel about Miss Unbelievable? You're here in the Twin Cities. I mean, what do you expect?
Oh, I expect them to look the part. You know, some of our artists aren't looking the part. They're just coming in regular clothes as if they came off the street. They're not investing in their look or their artistry. I expect their masters to be, their music to be mastered and good. You know, don't bring no phone up to no DJ talking about plug this in or can you grab me off of SoundCloud. You know, they need to be prepared professionally. They need to have their stuff together, you know, how to get the crowd involved with them. You know, just don't be like, hey, motherfucker, nah. Be able to capture with the first, with your opening statement, capture me. So, yeah, don't let this opportunity go by. Take it for real. This is an opportunity that's never coming again. Ever.
Right. And hey, I love how you say this. and I know Jazzy feels the same way. I know she's at a lot of events and hears a lot of stuff going on with local artists. But you're A1 on that thing when you said about how your mix right. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Because I have been to events and I have heard, like, I wouldn't even play this for my mama. like it don't be mixed right. You be sounding like you just went in the bathroom with the microphone and recorded it.
Right.
The bass, the treble, ain't nothing mixing together. The rhythm's all off. The timing is off. You just like, what? Did you just say, okay, let me throw that together. Let me go out. Did you even hear that? Did you even hear how it sounded? So, I mean, really.
Right. Yeah, you got to have your frequencies right when it comes to performing live. I'm just going to keep it 100. So, hey, here's something that's going to help you artists right off the bat, just right off the jump. Boom, the window. Get it? When you put your show mixed together, once you got it mixed and mastered right and everything is where it's supposed to be, get it? Where it's supposed to be, bring your file in WAV. I know you're like, what? Don't do it in an MP3. No, don't do it in an MP3. Think of an MP3 and a WAV as a 100% quality. WAV stays 100% quality. Once you take that WAV, and that's where all MP3 start from, they usually start from a WAV. You dig? Because it's best quality. You compress that down to like a 30 or a 40. You're not going to get that same high quality. But if you perform with a WAV, your stuff is going to usually sound way more better than anybody getting up there with an MP3. And that's what you want. That's what it's about, performance, staying ahead of the game, making sure your set sounds better than the other sets. Yeah, lucky I don't do those services no more, because I used to have people on point all the time. You know, when my people came through, be like, oh, you must have got your mix from E-Monster. Yeah, I did. But, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's A1 right there. That's a good point right there, Mr. Unbelievable. I got to give you that one. That's a damn good point right there. Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
yeah. What do you think, E-Monster?
Okay.
What?
Well, what I want to see, me
absolutely.
Personally, I want to see, and please bear with me, let me explain myself. For the people that don't know, if you do know me, you know what I'm talking about. I want to see a weirdo. Yes, a weirdo. Somebody's going to make me go like, wow. Like, they're just so lost in their performance that it's crazy. Like Drum. When I seen Drum at Soundset, he was a weirdo. He got all the way into it. Oh, my goodness, he was lost to me. I was like, normal people don't do that. But when he did it, it was very entertaining. Get it? So that's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you do something that's different, very creative. Get it? No, I don't want to see you jump up there, take your shirt off, and I see half your drawers because your pants are sagging. Impress me, leave your shirt on, and don't let your pants sag. I'm just saying, do something different. Like Jazzy said, wow me. That's what I want to see. I want to see something different. I see a lot of performances. If you can impress me with something different, you're going to go somewhere. I'm just saying. So that's what I would want to see. You know? Me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I like how you said, you know, you ain't got to take your clothes off to get them involved, you know. Let the lyrics speak for themselves. Let your rhymes speak for themselves. Let your music speak for itself. Like Jazzy was saying, catch me. And I don't know if they can. Like, what can I work with you with? So I'm really hoping that our Minnesota artists step up and really been practicing and really been just like in the mirror, you know, holding the mic right, just doing a whole bunch of stuff right. I just hope that they don't let this opportunity go by the wayside.
Right.
Or be afraid to do it. I hope they don't let the fear keep them from being successful right now.
Right. Yeah, I see you on that one. I totally feel you on that one. So So, okay, we're going to bring it back here just after this one breather right here. This right here is a remix. Let's see, what is this one right here? This is Fat Joe. Okay, we got Fat Joe over here. All right, this is Fat Joe featuring Dre. This is called So Excited. It's the Scissors remix, Monsters Radio Live. The hottest remixes and where the underground artists are above ground making quakes and all up in your face, player. Takeover Tuesday. Y'all ain't ready.
We love y'all.
Gonna cut me for that.
Ooh, yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. Got a new flex out to the side. Yeah. Got a new flex out to the side. Yeah. Got a new flex and I know I like it.
Takeover Tuesday. Monstrous Radio Live. It's unbelievable. Jazzy B. The Monster. Come on, start. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and also ATL, Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. Looks like we got somebody that pushed one. They want to take over. So, all right. Y'all ready, Miss Unbelievable? Jazzy B, somebody's trying to take over.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's see who we got on the line. 612-310, Takeover Tuesday. What do you do? Hello.
Man, I am at my job. What's good, y'all? This is the boy Juice G. What's popping? Monstrous Radio.
What's good, bro?
Hi, Juice G.
Hey, y'all hear how he wanted to be live? He wanted to turn up, but he was like, I'm at my job, though. Let's just keep it real.
I'm going to be monstrous down this way. I'm going to have to be sneaking on the phone. Y'all, shh. Don't be too loud for they can't hear me through it. I'm going to just, okay.
Look, I might fuck around and be loud anyway. So I am in the far back. So, you know, I kind of project a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying? Just throw a little volume on my voice just a little bit because I'm far in the back. So, how y'all doing? What's popping, y'all?
Just being monstrous. Yeah, no. Just being monstrous.
Dude,
right.
What's going on? What's going on out here? What shows was popping, man? I'm trying to get on somebody's stage for this Super Bowl week. I don't know who wear or whatever, man. I'm trying to perform on this Super Bowl week, man. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be a lot of people up here. I'm trying to spread my horizons while it's able to be spread.
Okay. You're allowed to be spread. Okay. I might be able to plug you with that. You just got to let me know your schedule. Because we might be able to help you with that, bro. Matter of fact, I'm even DJing. I believe it's Sunday night. The flyer's going to come in today or tomorrow. I definitely tag you in it, whatever, whatnot. But, yeah, we're going to have some performances popping off on Super Bowl night.
Most definitely. And check it out, man. Anybody who's listening to Monsters Radio, including the staff, I have entered myself in this competition to be able to, we're going to be in the first round starting February 15th. It's a 7-day process. So I entered myself in this competition to perform in front of investors and have the opportunity to perform at the BET Awards. So when the time comes for the round one to start, I'm going to need some support. I'm going to need some votes. There is certain criteria that comes with voting, and I'm hoping y'all are open-minded to it. And, you know what I'm saying, kind of give your kid a vote or two. You know what I'm saying? A vote or two or three or four or five or six. You know, just throwing it out there. Just, you know, kind of squeezing it in everybody between people's eyelids and stuff. You know, just trying to make, promote a little bit on it.
Okay. Well, I tell you this, bro. Last time Monsters Radio, we got behind the artist to help them win something. They made it to, like, the final rounds. You dig? Like, the top last, whatever. They made it to the last round. So we can get behind it. You dig? But you got to let me know the criteria. Does it only have to be United States and people from London vote? But you're going to have to explain that disclaimer there, bro. I mean, what you mean you hope we acceptable to? Do we got to give up our third child or something like that? I mean, what do you mean?
No. What it is that I guess, and it kind of threw me for a loop when I seen the shit, though, but it's like for every vote, it's a $2 donation. For every vote, it's a $2 donation. So that's why I'm like, get as many people, like, even if y'all just vote one time, get as many people to vote as possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put everything up. I'm going to definitely tag you in it. So, matter of fact, I'm going to tag you in what I put up so far just to give you, like, an idea of what's going on and stuff. So,
okay.
That's what kind of threw me off. When they said for every vote, it's a $2 donation for whoever votes and stuff. And I was like, damn, man, it's hard enough just to get motherfuckers to even click the damn thing. Now I got to give them donate $2 this year. I'm like, fuck. Okay, well, you know, hopefully people is generous enough, you know what I'm saying? They can take $2 and go get them some damn Swishers. They can put $2 to a damn hefty vote. You know what I'm saying? Just you know what I'm saying? It's only for 7 days.
Right.
You know, only for 7 days.
Mhm. Right. Yeah, help a independent artist bring it home, whether you be from the Twin Cities or somewhere else. As long as you know what I mean, you're listening to Monsters Radio, you know how we do it around here. We support all the artists because, you know, we like to help the artists break into the game because we hear y'all here first. So, you know what I mean? Whether you be a person from Minnesota, help the artist bring it home. You dig? If you're out there listening, help them bring it home to Monsters Radio. Bro, definitely give me all the information. But yeah, you gonna have a problem with that $2 thing. I'm gonna keep it 100.
I know, and
they don't take.
I know, and I'm up here like hoping that, you know what I'm saying, people will just like find it in their hearts. And, you know,
well,
give it
to we'll find it in our hearts, but don't compare it to Swishers. That was the wrong comparison. Don't do that.
Oh,
maybe a hamburger or a, you know, I'm just saying, because people will be like, what? I'm going to get that Swisher. I mean, you should say maybe to a hamburger or a salad, you know, get that $2 because, you know,
Just saying.
You know, Bert, you know, McDonald's got the whole, they got the whole little shebang with the $1, $2, $3 meals and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying?
But this, we can let that go. We can pass that. We can pass that up, though. So we can pass that up because it is one, two, or three.
Okay.
We ain't passing them no sisters. I'm just saying.
You right. You right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna get your mouthful, a mouthful of burger. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the music that I put out is kind of tasty. You know what I'm saying? Get you a mouthful when
boom.
When you're listening. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? If you're hungry,
there you go.
Just throw it in there. Yes, that's it. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know.
Right. Hey. Like she said, wording is everything. It is everything. Because, hey, yeah, you better off saying, hey, bruh, instead of getting that last drink to worry about getting the DUI, go ahead and get that $2 and make a vote for it, brother. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, hold on. Now, listen. Hmm. I heard Miss Unbelievable and Eve Monster. Didn't you say Jazz on here, too?
I know
I heard you say
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes,
girl,
I said hey
girl,
to you, and you ain't even say nothing.
Well, I apologize. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Hey.
You was extremely quiet on the kids. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry. I apologize.
I spoke to you first. That
bad.
Was my voice you heard.
Yeah, that was my bag.
How do you do? Jesse Poo, how you do? Okay, all right, I ain't gonna go there.
I'm fine.
Bruh, stick to the rapping. Bruh, stick to the rapping.
Don't do me. Don't go there. Damn it.
Just tell them lessons is paying. Them lessons is paying off. Them lessons is paying off. That's what you gotta say.
Oh,
they paying off.
I can harmonize. I can pull my Martin. I can go there. Don't come at me.
Bro, you had a call T-Pain to get lessons. I'm just saying. Damn, bro. She's trying to help you out. She's trying to help you out. You came and sound like Jerome and shit. Oh, shit. The Juicy Jerome mixtape coming in 2018 summer.
And it's going platinum.
It's called... coming out on Buy Me a Dollar Record. But all right, so we're close to the end of the show. I know we're supposed to get to the business 101. But shit, we almost at the end now. We might want to save it for tomorrow. But I guess I'll throw it out here right quick. Business 101, you dig? Like, here's one thing you really don't want to do in the industry, especially if you're an artist or you have a small business. Try not to flood people's pages. You're going to piss people off, and they're not going to shop with you just because you flooded their pages. Apparently, there's a flux, and I've seen it on Facebook, seen it on other social media. People are at you. And you'd be like, all right, cool, they cool, whatever. All right, I'll let them add me. It's no big deal. Then next thing you know, that day, within the next 3 days, you don't got 60 inboxes. They don't tag you at 80 events, sue you in faux sex groups without your permission. Get in. So try not to flood people. Get to know them. Give them the opportunity to share your stuff, say something interesting, attract them to your page. But don't just flood their page right off the bat. People don't like that. Now you're feeling a bad taste on your brand. How you guys feel about that? We'll start with you, Juice, because you're an artist, whatever, whatnot. We usually go backwards on the people that called in. So, how you feel about what I just said, Juice?
Well, that is true, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to flood nobody's pages with any of my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably hit you with it probably like once or twice, and if you don't really respond to it, then I'll be like, okay, I'll leave it alone. And I wait a long time before I hit you with another link or something like that, though, or tag you to any of my things, though. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I understand the hustle and I understand the hunger, but when you start to overdo it,
you can lose people at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because all people, especially if your music ain't worth it, they really gonna blast the shit out of you for doing it. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but I will, like I said, tag you or drop a link in your page or your inbox like once or twice, and after I don't get a response or whatever the case may be, I'll leave you alone, and hopefully you'll come back to me, because you're not the only person I'm trying to reach. There's plenty of other people I'm trying to reach, so I'm not going to just focus my energy on you just because we became social media friends or whatever the case may be, because it's a bad look. And a lot of us as local artists already get shunned on a whole bunch of shit, especially when it comes to that. So, because people already getting the idea that we ain't worth the time. So, you know what I'm saying? So, the fuck they shit, you damn sure ain't going to sway them to think that you even worth listening to by flooding this shit. So, don't do it, man. It's patience. It's hard, but patience is key to all process. And I've learned that. It took me a long time and I'm still grasping onto that concept to a certain degree. But it took me a long time to even get the full understanding of patience is key to all process. You never too old to learn shit either, man. So just, I wouldn't recommend it. I still say grind it out, but not flood people's shit. I wouldn't recommend it.
Right. Because as a consumer, I see it as, if you're really that good, you won't have to flood me. I'm going to flood you. How you feel about it, Jazzy B?
Exactly.
You still there, Jazz?
Cat got your tongue, girl. On you.
My bad. Listen, give me a moment. Yeah. I had myself on mute. Okay. Now, repeat your question, E, one more time for me.
Basically, we were talking about, you know, flooding people's pages, things like business 101.
Okay. If you put too much on my page, I will block you. I ain't even got no lie to tell. I cannot stand that. Spam the page shit. That shit is so fucking annoying. Like, I've had people do that. Like, I've had artists do it. I've had radio stations do it. I've had numerous people do it. I will block you. Like, I don't spam my page. Don't spam my damn inbox. I will block you. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, there is a way that you do shit. Like, you gotta be professional in my area.
Right.
Of work, you see me, and that is not professional to me.
Well, if a nigga trying to holler at you.
Yeah.
I don't play that shit either. I cut niggas out in person for trying to holler at you. I don't play them games.
Man, get out my inbox. What is wrong with you?
Hey, I be going in. I go in. Don't bring that shit to my inbox. I will tell you that shit in person. If I'm at a event and you trying to holler at me, nigga, I'm not about there right now, bro. No, I'm not even studying that shit. That is the last fucking thing on my mind. You got some paper to put in my pocket, my nigga? We're trying to get all
she
the
like
dollars
a,
over here.
She like an artist.
I cuss niggas out. I love it. I'll do it with a smile on my face.
y'all have too much enjoyment when it comes to stuff like that. I'm starting to wonder about y'all. Y'all wake up just with the whole motive. I'm cussing the fuck out of whoever comes in here and say the slightest thing wrong that turns me all the way up. And it
I'm Jazzy B making a whole public announcement to the whole world. Don't come in my inbox or my page with that bullshit. I will cuss you the fuck out. I'm not going to bite no people my thumb. And know that I'm going to be smiling happily while I'm doing it. gonna bring me great joy.
She the one you gotta worry about. She the one you gotta worry about. You don't even know if she's for real or not, man. Cause she be up there smiling and shit. You're like, okay, are you joking? Even when she's saying a joke, you won't even know if she's serious or not. Cause she'll be smiling. Okay, are you joking? Hee hee ha ha. And then she stops smiling, and then you get to looking at her like, okay, I just fucked up.
Question your whole existence. But all right, we're close to the answer. All right, Miss Unbelievable, what you got for us?
My team got to rock with me. Listen, moderation. Look, if you tripping, I ain't messing around with y'all. I give you one time only. You mess that up, I'm done. You know, I'm move around. I'm just going to keep it 100. I don't have time to waste.
One night only.
My time is, hey, that's it. Not even one. Listen, I ain't got time. Time is money. Money is time. And you ain't going to waste neither one of those. So, yeah.
Rules?
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I keep it plain and I keep it simple.
There it is. So, all right, y'all. Let's see. We are at the end of the show. Don't forget, you can listen to the show 24/7, 365. You need any information, you can always listen to it whenever you're ready. Just have your pad and pencil ready. Write it down. If you're listening to it on your computer, make sure you press follow so you get all the updates on when the show's coming on and what we are doing. Don't forget, you can always listen to our stream at MonsterUSRadio.com. We just loaded like 100 new tracks this morning. It's hot over there right now. I'm just saying, it's real hot over there right now. MonsterUSRadio.com. All you got to do is go over there, look for the playlist on the front page, push play. While you do that, you can search through the rest of it. You can find connections to a lot of artists, find information on other episodes, archives, interviews, and more. MonsterUSRadio.com. Big shout out to our sponsor, Monster Jewelry Shop. Man, they got some hot stuff. Make sure you hit also the Monstars. Let's see. Outside of that, I'm going to go ahead and let people do their shout outs. Now I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I'm hungry. I get hunger pains too bad. I get a concussion. I'm skinny like that. It is what it is. Juice G, you got some shout outs, bro.
Man, shout out to everybody who's hustling, man. First and foremost, once again, I say this all the time. And y'all know my slogan, shout out to the man that give us the ability to do what we do. Shout out to him for giving us the air that we breathe, the time, the space, the matter, whatever, man. Give it to him. You got to give him praise at all times, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Monsters Radio, who's been rocking with me since day one. Shout out to Jazzy. Shout out to Miss Unbelievable. Shout out to Iman Stern. Shout out to True Beyond Entertainment, man. You already did, man. Juice G, man. I'm out here, man. I'm ready to rumble. So 2018 is going to be something crazy. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm motivated. I'm really motivated right now. So look out for the kid, man. I'm trying to do some things.
Okay. What you got for us, Jazzy? Jazzy B, ATL.
Hey, shout out to all. Shout out, first of all, to God, who is the head of my life, who is blessing me. And I can't thank him enough. Shout out to Miss Unbelievable. Shout out to you, E-Monster. And shout out to Juice G. Shout out to my mom and my kids. And my team, from Atlanta to Minnesota, wherever y'all at, shout out to y'all.
There it is. All right, Miss Unbelievable, down to down and out. What you got for us, my
heart? I want to give a shout out to all the kings and queens that's doing their thing. You know, foremost, God is the head. He's making it happen for everyone, walking your purpose, walking your destiny. Say no to fear and let's get this money and success.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, y'all, let's see. I'm going to send a shout out to everybody that shared the links. Big shout out to all y'all for being on the line. What, y'all going to hit me with the Grammy music? For real? For real? Okay. It is what it is. Y'all have a good night. Tune in tomorrow's Wet Wet Wednesday. We're not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And we have some sexy conversation. All right, I'm about to fire our new board, our new intern on the board. You would not be here tomorrow, bro. Hit me with the Grammy music. Ain't this a bitch?
Yeah.
It is what it is. We out of here, y'all. Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.